Good afternoon and greetings to each and every one of you who have joined us throughout the country in the celebration of Sharon Salisbury Frazier. The first song we're going to play today is I Can Only Imagine. So we can just only imagine where Sharon is, and we know where she is and what she's doing, and we are so grateful. So this is sung by Raven Houston, I Can Only Imagine.
Can you only imagine? Can you imagine just standing before the King? Oh, I can only imagine what it would be like when I walk by his side. I can only imagine my eyes will see when you say it is before me. I can only imagine. Ooh, I can only imagine to be surrounded by your glory.
Thank you. And now we will have invocation by Reverend W.F. Pride Jr. of the pastor of Pilgrim Rest Missionary Baptist Church out of Yakima, Washington. And that will be followed by the Old and the New Testament, read by Reverend Rodney, the Old Testament, Psalms 23, and the New Testament by Reverend Carolyn McCullough, New Testament, John 14, 1 through 6. So go ahead, Reverend Pride, with the invocation.
Again, we're grateful to the Lord for this celebration.
Yes.
I knew Sharon for some years, and she's always been the same with me. And we've shared many, many moments. I just want to throw this in there. I may not get a chance later, but she was such, she was real with me. I'll just say that. And so I'm grateful to the Lord. And we've discussed so many different things that we had in the past. And one was that, and I just want to just a few verses of that 91st chapter of Psalms. I know it's probably not fitting at this moment, but he and I shared that a lot, that Psalm. And it just a few verses. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. For he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his wings, and you shall be his refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and buckler. You shall not be in fear of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by noonday. And what really stands out, I was raised in the South, and my grandmother, mm-hmm. great-grandmother, had a farm. Chickens and cows and pigs and all that. And I can remember as a boy growing up that she would have all these different chickens, and one was called a banny hen, and all different kinds. But in the winter there in Tennessee, it would be so harsh back then that when the storm would come up and you would see that mother hen out there, she might have 10 or 12 chicks, but then she would all of a sudden make a sound. And that sound she would make, knowing that the storm was coming and raging, every one of them would run underneath her. And when he would run underneath her, you could see the wind blowing, the rain, and all the other kind of things, but every one of them were covered. And look what he says. He will cover you with his pavilions, and under his wings you shall find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and buckler. God bless you. This is a homegoing service today. Let's put it into it, because that's exactly what it is, because she's truly gone home. God bless you. Yes. Amen.
Well, you'll be the one that's running the show then. Seems like it's off now.
Amen. Was Reverend Pride supposed to be doing something?
Yes, go right ahead, my dear. We lost contact there for a moment.
Okay. I didn't hear what she said you were supposed to be doing, but I will be reading the New and Old Testament scripture, and I will start with the Old.
Please.
Amen. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not. He makes me to lie down in green pasture. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. They prepare, you prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And
amen.
The second, the New Testament scripture coming from John 14, verses 1 through 7, I think she said. Let
one
not your heart
1 through 7
troubled.
Is fine.
You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If
many
it were mansions. Not so, I would have told you. I go to
yeah.
prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where
yes,
I go, you know the way you know. Hallelujah. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way,
yeah,
the truth,
yeah,
and
yeah.
the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Hallelujah. And verse number 7, if you had known me, you would have known
yeah.
my Father also. And from now on, you know him and have seen him forever. Amen. The word of the Lord for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Amen.
And we thank God
Amen.
For preparing a way, hallelujah, for us to be with him forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. And Reverend Carolyn McCullough is with Spread the Word Ministries out of Fort Worth, Texas. And now we will have a song, Everlasting Friend, by Reverend Ronnie Marshall, that I will be playing. Everlasting. provided by Reverend Ronnie Marshall, Assistant Pastor of Virginia Baptist Church out of Wrightsville, Arkansas. Now, this woman can pray. She can pray, she can pray, she can pray. We are going to have a prayer by Reverend Lil Broadway, and she is also with Spread the Word Ministries out of Fort Worth, Texas. I'm going to call her Mother Broadway. Go ahead and pray.
Amen.
Precious Lord, we just come this evening. We come, Lord God, giving you praise, giving you glory, and giving you honor. We come to worship you as we celebrate the transitioning of our sister Sharon. And Father God, I ask that you will fill me with your Holy Spirit, for as always, I know nothing to pray for. I don't even know how to pray. But I truly depend on your Holy Ghost. As we come, Lord God, with some with sad hearts. We come with rejoicing. We come with all the things going on in our minds and in our hearts. We come, Lord God, because you are God. And we know, Lord God, that when we bring whatever it might be to you, you are the fixer. Hallelujah. You know exactly what we need. So, Lord God, I bring Sharon's family to her. I bring Miss Inez to you. All that
thank
makes
you,
up the Do It All radio program. I bring the sergeant to you, and I bring Janet to you, and all of them.
Yeah.
Lord, some of them do not know my name, but I know that they are a group of people who have run this station for a long while now. So I know, Lord God, you know each one of them. So I ask you that you will send your spirit to them, Lord God, and that you will remember her brother, remember her daughter, remember her husband, Lord. Remember all of her relatives and all of her friends. And I ask that you will just touch them right now with your spirit of comfort, Lord God, that you will comfort them. For it was you that said, you will send the comforter. Oh, hallelujah.
Yes, I ask hallelujah.
Ears and comfort their hearts and minds this evening. Help them to realize that she is in better place, that she is in hands. As the Reverend said, he has with his wings. That they need to work
on
oh, Lord, my God, for we too, if we want to see her again, we must fight with you, Lord. We must, hallelujah, be made at peace with Jesus. We must take him sacrifice in our salvation. We must, oh, Lord God, have that relationship with you. So we too can enter into eternal life with you. I pray anyone in radio this evening that does not know you, as always I ask that your spirit right now, Lord, will touch them and convict them.
Hallelujah.
Into death. Not unless Jesus comes before we die. Oh, Father God, I ask you, Lord God, that reconciliations will be made.
That's right.
Oh, Lord God, I pray for Inez that you give her what she needs to continue in the mighty name of Jesus. I believe someone named DJ, I hope I said it right, Lord, that tended to things for Sharon. I ask your blessings upon him and give him what he needs. Lord God, to do right by the people. In the name of Jesus,
Lord,
I will always give you the praise and the glory. I ask, Lord, if it's your will, that Do It All Radio will continue as a legacy of Sharon Salisbury Gracia. I commit it all to you, Father. In Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for that. That's a prayer. That is definitely a prayer. Now is the time for the reflections from friends and family. And so what I'm going to do is I'm just going to go down the line and call out the last four of the numbers. If you want to say something, please do. And if you don't, just let me know. Just say, you know, not at this time. So the first that I have is 5143, which is, I believe, Sharon Curry. I think she just wanted to just listen out to the line. Sister Sharon Curry?
I'm remembering Miss Frazier as my friend.
Yeah.
That's it.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And then we have Brother Parks, 1168. Do you want to say anything?
Yeah, wow. First of all, let's give honor to God, because
yes,
my sister knew that this day was going to come.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She knew this day. I had many conversations with her, you know, and she knew that this day was going to come. I kind of think she
yeah.
was trying to prepare herself for
mm-hmm.
this day. I want to thank you for all the colleagues and all the people that I met, you know, on Do It All in the Mall. It wouldn't have been possible without Sharon. You
yes,
know, I
sir.
Want God to bless her family.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Know that she was a good person. You know, we used to have some heated conversations, but it was never a time and stuff where that we didn't get back together. That Inez is laughing because the three of us used to have the same conversation. But know it that we got back together, and we made a, you know. Like I was saying, Sharon, she brought a whole lot of people together. People I would never imagine, you know, to even be sitting down and talking to. So I'm going to say to her family, God bless. I will miss my sister. Sharon was misunderstood, okay, but she stayed the course. She would always
yes,
stand
did.
Up. I don't care. It doesn't matter. She was going to stand
mm-hmm.
up and tell you where it was, but she listened. She listened. Now, she might have went head on and did what she was going to do after the conversation was over. But I am truly going to miss my sister. You know, God bless, and I'm hoping and stuff that her baby, this radio station, was her baby. That somehow that we can keep going, because I think it works to try and keep. I look at it as a sounding board for the people on the the grassroots, the barrio type of people. So God bless, and all of my colleagues along the line. Thank you guys for showing up. Inez, you put together a beautiful program. I love everybody, and I'm telling the sisters. She's looking down on us now. And she smiled.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
She is definitely smiling. So God bless. I love you.
Thank you. Thank you, Brother Parks. He is out of Yakima, Washington. And next we have, Dennis, 8238. If you want to say anything, go ahead, please.
Absolutely. The first time I met Sharon was, she called me because I had been listening in on the shows and making comments, and she called
mm-hmm.
me and asked me about doing a show, and at first I was like, what? And and what? Me? No. And somehow mm-hmm. she got me roped in, and I have just loved it. I've loved every minute of it. You know, we had our show Keeping History Alive, and I tell you, I learned so much from just doing that show. The schooling that I got schooled with that show. I mean, I learned so much, and it was just a joy. And I'm so happy that I got to be a part of that with her. That you know, all those, I'm going to miss the times of calling in and giving the show. You know, we don't know. I guess we're still talking about where it's going to go from here, but. I would have never met, like Sergeant Park said, there are people that I would have never known or never met through all these times. And I'm so happy that I got to meet everybody and be a part of this. And I'll never forget this. And Sharon, we're going to miss you so much. I still can't get over that yet. It still hasn't hit me yet that I can't pick up the phone and laugh with her for an hour at a time. So I'm going to miss her greatly, and God bless her family, and God bless everyone that's on this radio show, either contributing or listening in, because she truly touched the lives of all of us, and that's all I got to share.
Thank you so much, Janet. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Mm-hmm. And next we have 7126, Sister Lil.
Yes, I met Sharon by phone. She made the first phone call after Spread the Word Ministries was on program there. Mm-hmm. She is a very unique person, I think is the better way. And for some reason, right. She decided to make me her mother. We used to go around and around because I kept telling her, I can't be your mother, I can be your friend. But she never ever stopped calling me mom. Even to the last time I talked to her, I talked with her the last 3 days that she was in the hospital. And when she came home was the last time I talked with her. And then each time it was like when we said goodbyes, she was always calling me mom and telling me that she loved me. But I think I wrote to her on one of those things, and I told her I had grown accustomed to her. Because the last times in the hospital, I could tell something was different about Sharon. Sharon talked, I'm going to say it, and don't y'all misunderstand what I'm saying, because she and I used to go around and around with things. But she talked like she had good sense. She and what I'm saying is she was calm. She was not displaying some of the things that we had went around and around with all of the time I've known. But she was very clear. She even went as far as to say that she had grown since Spread the Word had been on the radio, and she had taken Spread the Word as her church. She made it very clear to me that that was her church. And so I know she had grown, and I do believe that she is with the Lord today. Amen. And I'm thankful that I had an opportunity to meet her and to be able to talk with her. From the time we went on the radio, I think in 2019, until the 12th of this month. And so I say to her family to continue to look up and trust in the Lord and do whatever you can do in order to make heaven your home. Also, thank you very much.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Mother, Sister, Reverend Lil. That's all I'm going to say. 8132, I believe that's Reverend Eric Broadway. Would you like to say anything? Oh, sorry. Hold on. Go ahead, sir.
It's been a blessing to meet with her on the phone, Sharon. It was I had a few conversations with her, and it was real pleasant. It was like a friend that you have found that you just walk into. You know how you meet people that you and you feel comfortable when you meet them. You feel like mm-hmm. you've been knowing them for a while, and laugh and talk and try to get to know them even more. But she was like that, and I seen something different in her. I hadn't been that long because I'm with Spread the Word, and that's how I met her, through Spread the Word, through the radio, as the show we were doing. And it was a blessing to meet her and talk with her and be able to see her expand on God's word sometimes. You know, people are reluctant in speaking about God's word, but it was a blessing. And I say to the family, be blessed and allow your heart to rejoice, because it seems that God had a plan. Nobody else knows about it, but God had a plan. So allow him to lead you in the direction that he started leading Sharon. Be blessed.
Amen. 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 Thank you. Thank
Amen.
You, Reverend Eric Broadway. And our next is the last four is 2935. If you want to tell us who you are and where you're calling from, please.
Bushumba. And I'm calling
Hello,
from,
how are you?
I'm good. I'm calling from Elk Grove, California, near Sacramento. And I met Miss Sharon on my way back from Jamaica in June in North Carolina. We were both kind of laid over there.
Okay.
And I met her, and she was just, I felt like a friend immediately, you know, because she was not feeling well, I could tell, and I felt like I needed to talk to her. The first thing she told me is that she had a radio station and didn't hesitate to give me the number after I told her I did poetry and to come on board. So we talked, and I was able to come on board as a guest on one of her shows, and she just loved my poetry. And you know, we talked often, and during the time we talked, you know, some of my poems I shared with her, I could tell it really touched her. And so she had been in the hospital, as we know, in November, and I kind of hadn't talked to her in about a month or so. But when we did get back together, she was adamant that I write a poem for Christmas. And I told her, you know, it's hard for me to write poetry on order. It kind of, it's an inward thing that you kind of have to feel it out because of something that was going on. So I was hesitant. So, but, you know, after hearing her passing, you know, I wrote that poem. Let's put it that way. So the poem was kind of tell the story of the last few meetings we had over the phone, because I only met her once in person, but I felt like I knew her, and she referred to me as that. So here's the poem I wrote on her behalf. It's called Merry Christmas, Sharon. I often ask myself, what is a true friend? Is it that someone that frequently rings you up asking if you're back at home yet again? Is it that someone that when you finally answer, they talk and talk and talk till you say, dear, please slow, let your breath flow now and again? She said, I love your poems. Yes, she said, they speak to me deep down. She said, a matter of fact, I'm placing my order now. Write me a poem for Christmas. Got that? I tried to avoid her, believing I could not fulfill the order. And then, do it now. K kept echoing in my ears. And so I say to my new and yet forever miss you friend, sister from afar, Christmas marks the ending of a season, making way for a new. Of course, the birth of our Lord and Christ is also part of it too. Merry Christmas be unto you. It correlates with the winter solstice, renewal, the longest night of the year. It is on the 21st of December. The solstice renewal appears every year too. And we now know it was the day you were chosen to bid us goodbye. That much is true too. Renewal will now mean the sun will begin to dominate the night, bringing forth daily more sunshine and less of the night. So to you, my dear friend, I will search for your essence within the newness of the seasons and be reminded that renewal does not necessarily mean the end, just instead the ability to shine one's light now from heaven. Be now the rays of the sun, my sister Sharon, for all those that love you will forever feel your warmth. Amen. Ra. That's it. So I miss her. And she believed that my poetry was just awesome. She just really wanted me to have a poetry show. And, you know, I really loved her for really believing in me. But the poems that I wrote was the story, especially of the black women. And and I felt like I really spoke to her spirit. And I will forever remember her, that that moment in time is now crystallized in my spirit and my mind. So to her family, you had a star. She's now part of the family in your heart, hopefully. And you could continue to do your part in making her dream come true. It would be wonderful for all. So I much respect to you all, and I'm thanks to be a part of this moment.
Yes,
rest in peace.
Thank you so much. And our next person is, if they want to speak, is 1845. The last four of the telephone number, 1845. Tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, I'm Don from Indiana, about 40 minutes away from Indianapolis. I met Sharon. She, I have vitiligo, and I'm part of the vitiligo group on Facebook and social media. And she had reached out to me to do her radio show two times, I think maybe three times. But the last time I did it with her was just earlier this year. And my daughter was in the hospital from having surgery, and I had to have her the interview. And not really knowing Sharon, I had told her the situation I was in. She instantly stopped doing what she had to do, put the radio on pause, the interview on pause, and just pray for my daughter. So just to know that she is one of God's kids, and she is now resting in the hands of Him. And thank God that we can sit on the promises, is that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And we know that Sharon is in heaven looking down upon us as she sits on the right hand of God as well as Jesus. So I thank God for this opportunity, and I pray much strength for her family and her friends and all of her loved ones. Thanks again.
Thank you so much, Don. Thank you. And our next one is Reverend Carolyn McCullough, 1868, if you'd like to say anything about Sharon.
Yes, thank you, Ms. Inez. I would not have this for the world, because there's so many things that I can say about Sharon. And we have radio Bible study because she asked me to. And that is why we have it. And she kept saying, you are going places. You are growing. You are going to be big, and you're going to blow up. She kept saying that. And so now that she is with Jesus, my prayer is that she just whispered to Jesus, on my behalf, hallelujah, of my faithfulness. That's all that I care about, the faithfulness of doing what needs to be done. She was a person who really loved the Lord, and she, I believe, learned a lot through the Bible teachings and Bible studies in our personal times mm-hmm. together. And I thank mm-hmm. God for what has happened. And I say to the family as well as to each of you who are on this line, if anything that 2020, 2021, and now if God permits us going into 2022, playing time is over. We need to commit our lives to Christ, and we need to get ready, because you can't get ready when he calls you. You got to be ready. And so I want to leave this passage of scripture with you that says, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must forgive. You must also do that. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of God rule in your heart, to which also you were called in one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. And I believe that that's what she wanted to happen for all of us. So she has gone home. She is now resting from her labor and receiving her reward. We got to get, as Reverend Rodney reminded us, she's first in line. She's already dead, because the scripture teaches that the dead in Christ will rise first.
Right.
And they will be caught up in the air to meet the Lord. We got to get there, church. And so my prayer is that all of us will accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Amen. And if you want to be on your knees in prayer on the last day of this year, New Year's Eve, I invite you to join Spread the Word Ministries in prayer and praise, and let's pray the new year in. We got to get right to meet the Lord. I will send you that information out. I love each of you. I thank God for each of you. I thank God for us all having met through the radio podcast, and it has just been a blessing. So praise God and thank God for each of you. And maybe one day we'll all meet and get to meet one another in person. But if we don't, it's the bloodline of Christ that's going to make us meet together and be together. And when you're in Christ, you are no stranger to one another. So I praise God that the previous person got the opportunity to speak, and she was able to meet Sharon, and that was a very difficult time for her, being stranded in North Carolina trying to get from Myrtle Beach. So we know that so much happened during that time. But all that she wanted to do for the Lord has been accomplished. So let's make sure we're doing what the Lord has called us to do, because when our time is up, you can't go back and reclaim it. You got to do what you can do now. So let us continue to be serious about the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pray. God bless you. We will continue to pray for the family. Amen and
thank
amen.
You. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much, Reverend McCullough. Our next person is the last four is 7707. If you would tell us who you are and where you're calling from and what you'd like to reflect upon, Sharon.
Hi, my name's Bonnie. I am a truck driver. I'm from California, and I met Sharon in Ellensburg one night when I was stopped for the night. And she was such a vivacious, loving person, so fun. So, I mean, I just adored her. I only, you know, I'm sad that I hadn't got to spend more time with her because she just seemed like everything. She had such great ideas and positive personality and positive drive for everything. I think she was just a great soul. And now God gets to be with her and we have to wait. So, but I'm thankful that I got to meet her for this short moment that I did. She was a great person, and I was sad to hear. So
yes,
I just wanted to share that.
Thank you.
She touched my heart.
Yes, yes. And Bonnie was one of the singers on the Christmas program. I tried to do the best I could on yesterday, putting everything together. So it is out there as far as it's called Christmas Unplugged and Cut. So hopefully you guys will go back and look at that episode and you know, smile because you still get to hear Sharon, you know, putting the program together. And I was trying to put the program together for her since she had departed on me. So Bonnie is one of those singers, and she has a lovely voice. She has a very lovely voice. So please go back and listen to the prayer by Reverend Carolyn McCullough, and we had words from Janet and Sergeant Parks. But yes, I want to thank you so much, Bonnie, for calling in. And hopefully you stopped on the side of the road before you you called in. But thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah. Oh, you're so welcome, and I was happy to be able to do that. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. You have a good day.
God
now.
Bless
please
you.
Be safe. I heard the road is nasty out there, so thank you so much.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. God bless you, everyone.
Thank you. And our next caller is the last four of 2231. If you want to tell us who you are and where you're calling from, please. I believe that's from Indianapolis as well. I'll just wait on that one. The next is 7516. The last four is 7516. I believe that's Pastor Beatrice Jenkins. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am. That is correct. That is correct. I am here. Can you hear me? Are you
yes,
able
you
to
can.
Hear me?
Yes, we can hear you fine. Hello? Okay, we will come back to her. Our next caller is 6167. 6167, if you'd like to introduce yourself and tell us where you're calling from, please. 6167 from 206. There you go.
Oh, yes. My name's Rachel. I live in Tacoma. I'm from Yakima. I went to Davis High School with Sharon in the late 70s. We reconnected about 10 years later when we were both living in the Linwood and Seattle area. And she was always working long hours in fashion and entertainment and was just a real happy, positive person. And then I didn't see her again until about 15 years ago when she was living with her mother and daughter in Yakima. And I was living in Seattle, and she invited me to come stay with her and spend some time. And unfortunately, I didn't do that, but we did reconnect again 3 years later on Facebook. And so that's when I learned that she had started a radio program and had an online mall. And that, you know, I spent a lot of hours talking with Sharon, was hoping to do some grant writing with the radio and maybe advertising some, not with the radio, but with her online shopping store, and hoping to advertise some items that I had made. And we never really got around to doing that, but we spent a lot of time talking on the phone and talking about just spiritual things, old times, and we knew a lot of the same people. So she kept me up on the local gossip, and so, you know, I do miss our phone calls already. And Sharon knew everybody. She knew everybody in Yakima. Everyone. She just got around, and she's going to really be missed in Yakima. There's just going to be a void there with her gone. And so I do wish both of her business ventures, both the online shopping and the radio show, I hope that those continue to be a success, and, you know, that they just stay alive. And, you know, and that her legacy will live through it. And I know she was homebound quite a bit, and all of her radio friends and workers, they were just a huge part of her life. And so I wanted to thank Inez again, you know, you for hosting this, putting this on for Sharon and her family. And so thank you, Inez.
Thank you so much. Thank you to all of you, first of all. We're going to try to see if Beatrice is with us again, 7516. Pastor Beatrice? Okay, I'll come back to her.
Having problems with this phone. I'm going to get back on with a different number. It's going to end in 8013. I'm having problems with this phone. 1 second.
All right. Thank you. All right. Our next caller is zero 380. If you want to introduce yourself, go ahead.
Good evening. Good evening, everyone. I'm Ron Marshall out of Little Rock, Arkansas. And Sharon was a beautiful person, I thought, and worked with her for now probably about a year or so. And Inez helped me a whole big bunch on the radio program, come on the fourth Sundays. But for the most part, I just was thinking about sharing and want to share something with all of you all and to the Baby family and to our family. I call our radio DJs and hosts, I call them family, and to our media family. I want to read this right here. This is out of Exodus, the 24th chapter. I'll start at the 9th verse, and I'll just read maybe 3 verses. Then went up Moses and Aaron and Nadab and Abihu and 70 of the elders of Israel. And they saw, now check this out, and they saw the God of Israel. And there was under his feet as it were a paved work of sapphire stone, and as it were the body of heaven in its clearness. And upon the nobles of the children of Israel he laid not his hand. Also they saw God and did eat and drink. I want to just encourage your hearts on today. Sharon is having dinner with God. She talked about, oftentimes she talked about a food situation to me. And carried long conversation as well. I think she had the same type of relationship with a lot of people. And talked time on the phone, and I listened to her, and she told me, she said, "You're a good listener." I said, "Yeah, I learned if you want to learn something, you have to listen." And she listened to the voices of all of the ministers and the evangelists and the people she met that had encouraging words, had gifts and talents. That's one thing about her. She could discern the talent in people. That's why she invited everybody. Notice a big part of her life was inviting people. But what she was inviting to is the life of God. Her and Sister Inez, when I first met them, they had me laughing all the time because they were very human about certain things. But for the most part, everyone I met, all of the hosts that I met and worked with, I enjoyed you all. You're beautiful people. And I just believe, since Sharon is having dinner with God. Is God going to do her a grandiose blessing by way of keeping this radio that's so needed on and the dream and legacy that Sharon has? Look at what's going on. You know, a lot of times people say, nobody has never seen the face of God. Never seen the face of God. Well, the scripture tells us Moses and Aaron and Debad and Bahu went up and saw him, ate and drank, and came back to where the people were. So somebody did see God. And God said, well, I'm the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. Now he gives us an opportunity now to do the same thing, through the blood of Christ, access to him. That's what he wants. Sharon gave an invitation for everybody to have access to God and to one day have dinner with him. Now, Moses and them wasn't dead. They hadn't passed on before they saw God. They were alive, and they went up and they saw him for a reason, and he showed himself to them and ate and drank with them, the scripture said. I'm looking for the same thing. Now, I'm just looking for it while I live. It may happen after I go into the city. But I'm looking for it like while I live, like they did. And I think that Sharon had a viewpoint and her mind was set on God. So she told me, she said, you know, I don't want to be the grown woman no more. I said, what? She said, I want to be the daughter. I want to be my mom's daughter again. I said, you can't do that, Sharon. I said, that time is over, gone, those days, like that. And she said, she said to me, and her voice went into kind of like a teary piece, and then that's when I knew it was serious. She said, I don't want to be the grown woman no more. I want to be my mama's daughter again. I don't want to take care of the things and all of this kind of stuff. And I knew then she was growing weary, you know, with what she was going through. But I encouraged her, and I told her, I said, the Bible says the just shall live by their faith. And her faith has brought her to a major place. If you read heard the scriptures that I read, she is in a major place. She's with God. Now, I heard someone say earlier, we're working on that. And all we got to do is keep doing what we're doing, ministering the gospel to people's souls. And then one day we'll hear him say, come on up here, Lord. That's what we're working for. That's what we're looking for. And I just want to say, Sharon was a beautiful person. I always remember her. I remember her for her work inviting. She invited people. And the work that she invited people to do was to help in the community, help build up the community, and also help them to have a better understanding who God really is for us in this time that we live in. Thank you so much for this work.
Amen. Thank you so much, Reverend Marshall. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Sure.
Now we'll hear from Pastor Beatrice.
Yes, ma'am. Praise the Lord. I'm just so grateful and honored to share. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Can everyone hear me? Amen. To share in this occasion, just celebrating the life of a wonderful woman. I did not know her long. I was introduced through Reverend Marshall and Sister Sharon Curry. And the short time that I was on the radio, she just impacted my life. So, in fact, on the 18th, I was telling you, Sister Inez, that I had a banquet to play for from 7 to 9:30. And I had told her about a release I just did with my daughter, Oh Holy Night. And she says, we need to know, you know, you need to sing it. You need to sing a cappella. I need you on the radio to sing a cappella. And so I said, well, I'm in the banquet right now. As soon as I get out, I mean, she was calling me. So when I finally got out the banquet, she said, girl, I had some big-time producers on the on the phone to hear you. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. She says, that's okay. We're going to do it anyway. And just a woman of her word. And I just truly will miss her. And I'm going to do this song in her honor, Going Up Yonder. If you want to know, where I am going, ooh, yeah,
Yes. We have a church today. Thank you. Going up yonder. Yes, Lord. Yes, you've gone up now to yonder. Thank you, Pastor Beatrice Jenkins. Thank you. Our next caller, if they're available, 2231, the last four, 2231. Okay. Our next one is Sister Carolyn Williamson. If you want to greet us, last four is 0835, and tell us how you met Sharon or where you know
Praise
Sharon
the Lord.
From.
Amen. I first give honor to God, who is the head of my life, the love of my life. Who is the reason I live, breathe, and have my being. Glory to God. Sharon, I've known Sharon a good 40 years plus. We both in Yakima together, but hadn't seen each other in a long time. Sharon would remember more than I would remember, but anyways, there's so much years back when her little girl was little girl. I think when the baby was born, I don't know how old she is now, but anyways, I knew Sharon back then, and we didn't do a lot of hanging together. Everybody had their crowd, their group that they hung with, but I hadn't seen Sharon in a long time. I don't know if she moved somewhere, but I seen her when she was back at the church at Bethel. And that was when she had the little baby girl, and we would talk about the Lord, and we would keep in touch with each other here and there until, I don't know, maybe a year ago that she called and said, "Hey, Carolyn, I need you on coming on the radio." But let me just say this. Sharon was a people person. She was what someone said she roped them in. She was a roper. I mean, and what I meant by that, she can talk you into being a part of being. She was just good at that. And she wasn't mean or nasty about how she convinced you to be a part of something. She would just say, you know, she would make it really good and sweet. She was just a people person. And so my heart is heavy. Because my sister's gone, I believe without a shadow of a doubt that she loved the Lord, that Christ was her Savior. And I think we all, not we all, but sometimes we don't want to be honest and real about where we are in our relationship with the Lord. But, you know, it's been said that we don't know when our last day, our last breath, but it just pays us to be ready and have that relationship with Jesus Christ, be sold out, committed, devoted, loyal to living for him and doing what it is that he would have you to do. The blog, the radio show was Sharon's baby. I remember a few weeks ago when she was in the hospital, she called me and said, "Carolyn," she texted me and said, "I'm in the hospital." And I was like, "Oh, Lord Jesus." I just went into prayer. And then I called her on the phone and she said, "Yeah, I'm in the hospital and I've been here a couple of days." And I said, "Well, when are you getting out?" And she says, "I don't know. Hopefully I'll get out tomorrow." And so she says, "I got to get this radio station, this radio show done, these Christmas songs. I got a lot of people lined up to sing and I need you to sing on the show. And you want music or you want acapella, whichever." And so she said, "I'm going to have my, I think it's DJ to bring my computer up here so I can get this done, because I just really need." She was so adamant about getting this show done, and I love her tenacity, her moving forward, her passion about getting done what she feels strongly in her heart to get done. And so I talked with her. She did get out, and I talked with her Saturday night. I was in Moses Lake, and she said, "We're going to do your recording, one song. We're going to do the recording of a song, and then we're going to have a couple other people. We got Sergeant Parks, and we got Reverend Pride, and Sister Pastor Beatrice is going to come on and sing." So she had us lined up, and so I went on done mine, and Sister Sharon Carrie Curry was on, and we just had a little dialogue. And so then her last words, if I recall correctly, when it was just the three of us on, me, her, and Sister Carrie, she says, "Well, since the other sister hadn't called in, she was just going to get off and just chill for a little bit, you know." And so we all hung up. I don't know if her and Sister Sharon Curry continued to talk, but I got off because I had service on Sunday morning. So it was heartbreaking for me to hear on Monday that my sister was gone. But, you know, it's for said. Be absent from the body, hallelujah, is to be present with the Lord. When you know that you know that you know, you're not worried about it. It's just a blessing to have that assurance that it is well with my soul, to the family My prayer, my condolences go to you. I pray God will strengthen you and comfort you and give you his peace. His peace surpasses all understanding. We don't know why God does what he does when he do what he do. But hallelujah, we can rest assured that God does all things well. Woo, bless the Lord. He does all things well. Can I sing a little bit of this song, sis? Praise the Lord. I'm just going to sing a little bit of it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Ooh, that whoever you are would believe on him, should not perish, no, should not perish, but they shall have everlasting life. No matter who you are, no matter what you've done, what you're doing, you can have everlasting life. And I believe without a shadow of a doubt in my mind that in spite of Sharon's mind, anyone else's false errors, shortcomings, hallelujah, sin, God is gracious, merciful enough to forgive us of our sin when we confess those sins. Hallelujah, he forgives and cleanses of all unrighteousness. And I believe that Sharon gets her reward. Hallelujah, everlasting life. And I look forward to that great day. Glory to God. Woo, it's going to be a great day. It's going to be a great day for the saints. Hallelujah, to be caught up in there, to be with the Lord. But it's going to be a sad day for those who don't know Jesus and the pardon of their sin and don't repent and don't turn to him. I'm going to say this. The last conversation before a hospital, I would always say, Sharon, God reconciled us back to him by faith in Christ Jesus. And he has given us that ministry of reconciliation. I said, and I encourage you, I implore you, hallelujah, that if you got any fault with anybody, there's some things she shared with me. I ain't going into them. Mm-hmm. But there's, you know, I said, reconcile with your family, reconcile with your friends, reconcile with your whoever it is that you got some art with you. Get it right. Mm-hmm. Right. And so I'm grateful to God that some reconciliation that I know took place. And so I'm rejoicing in the Lord that she not only heeded my voice, but there were many others that encouraged her in doing the right thing. And so I thank you, Sister Inez, for putting on this memorial service to remember and reflect on our dear sister, our dear friend, mother, grandmother, hallelujah, daughter. She was all that. And I thank God for the time that we had together those last few weeks and over the course of being on this radio show. So I just thank God for everyone. I say God bless you. A lot of you I have not met personally, but my heart is full of love for you. I enjoy hearing your voice, hearing what you do on this radio radio station. So we do it in honor of Sharon. Let us not let Sharon's memory, her passion, her zeal for what she has started die. Let us keep it going in honor of God first and in honor of who she is. And so God bless you. Love you all.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Reverend Carolyn Williamson at Yakima, Washington. Thank you. Thank you so much for God to love the world. Now we will have the last 45201. If you'd like to say anything and tell us who you are and where you're calling from and your reflection of Sharon.
Yes, happy holidays, everyone. My name is Erica Pullen, hi, how are you? Inez, I just want to take this time out to say job well done. And wow, what an amazing crew on this show. We all have a story about Saron,
mm-hmm.
and I was
mm-hmm.
laughing because what an impact she had on every single person, you know, on this talk show. I'm just amazed,
mm-hmm.
you know. She worked so hard, but I was also sitting back laughing because I have a memorable story of Saron versus Sharon, right? So Saron was the feisty one, and then Sharon was my big sister, the loving one. So I always laugh when we used to talk, and I live in the Maryland area. I also have a talk show. I'm the CEO of my own publishing company. She actually introduced me to Mooney, which I helped him publish his book, and may he rest in peace as well. So this has been tough for me because I met them both actually through Facebook. Saron, I think at the time, the feisty one, reached out to me, and we ended up talking, and next thing you know, we became friends. 3 years later, I have never, ever met Saron/Sharon in person, never, but you would have thought that we grew up together, you know, and it just amazes me. She used to call me crying, and we used to pray together, and I would love on her, and then she would love on me. And, I mean, when I got the email the other day, all I could do was cry, you know, because, like I said, I didn't meet her physically, but, man, we talked all the time. I mean, my mom, who lives in Pennsylvania, she even knew of Saron versus Sharon. So my heart hurts so bad, so bad. You know, and she could get anything out of me. And my schedule is literally so busy. But as soon as she called me, it was, Erica, I need you to do me a favor. Yes, ma'am, I'm on it. What do you need? What do you need, girl? You know, I would drop anything that I was doing to make myself available for Saron and Sharon, right? God bless her. I just want her. I'm so excited. No more pain, right? And I am confident.
Right.
Where she is. Amen. You know, there is no doubt in my mind. We could play together, but like I said, more importantly, we prayed together. And so to her family, to her people, to her friends, you know, may God comfort you in this time. Know that I'm only a phone call away, an email away. So if you ever need to talk, I'm here. And God bless all of you all during this time. And thank you, Inez, again, for all that you have done to put this together. God bless you. Double for your trouble.
You. Thanks to each and every one of you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Let me see. I think we have one other person. I think that Erica was. We do. Erica was the last person to say anything. And now we have poetry from Denise Blanks. President of Fearfully and Wonderfully Made out of Indianapolis, the Lago community, Indianapolis, Indiana. Go ahead with your poetry, Denise.
That's a light. Turn left onto West 38th Street.
Okay. I'm pulling over right now to be able to read the poem. Okay. All right. Just a minute.
Put your flash on.
I got to put my flashes on and turn on the light in the car. All right. Here it is. And I'm reading this poem because it reminds me of Saron. And I think this is what she would want all of us to do in our individual lives as well as in our passions for what we're passionate about. As far as for me, it was meeting her about vitiligo. And so skin disease that I have. And she was passionate about helping people with vitiligo. So I'm dedicating this poem to Saron. It's called Continue by Maya Angelou. My wish for you is that you continue. Continue to be who you and how you are, to astonish a mean world with your acts of kindness. Continue to allow humor to lighten the burden of your heart, of your tender heart. Continue in a society dark with cruelty to let the people hear the grandeur of God in the peals of your laughter. Continue to let eloquence elevate the people to heights they had only imagined. Continue to remind the people that each is as good as the other and that no one is beneath nor above you. Continue to remember your own young years and look with favor upon the lost and the least and the lonely. Continue to put the mantle of your protection around the bodies of the young and defenseless. Continue to take the hand of the despised and diseased and walk proudly with them in the high street. Some might see you, be encouraged to do likewise. Continue to plant a public kiss of concern on the cheek of the sick and the aged and infirm and count that as a natural action to be expected. Continue to let gratitude be the pillow upon which you kneel to say your nightly prayer and let faith be the bridge you build to overcome evil and welcome good. Continue to ignore no vision which comes to enlarge your range and increase your spirit. Continue to dare to love deeply and risk everything for the good things. Continue to float happily in the sea of infinite substance, which set aside riches for you before you had a name. Continue, and by doing so, you and your work will be able to continue eternally. Rest in peace and power, Sharon.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. That was nice. Thank you. Continue. And that's what you want us to do. So you all just pray because,
yeah.
I mean, I've got a lot of things going on, and I know I want to continue her legacy it's the best that I can and with y'all's help and so on and so forth. Prayerfully, you know, that will happen. So I just got to pray about it because, like I said, there's a lot going on in my life as well as in everybody else's life. And as Erica was saying, everybody was saying, everybody would stop, drop, and roll. But I didn't. I mean, I did, but I didn't. It was like, okay, Sharon, what do you want now? So what do you have us to do now? You call them throughout the night. It's like, I got to sleep. I got to get up in the morning. So just keep us all in prayer that we can continue, you know, her legacy and the best way that we can, one way or another. We are going to do this, you know, the best way that we can. So we just appreciate each and every one of you calling in and sharing and reflecting your view of Sharon and how you met and how you all continue to be, you know, in her life and she continued to be in your life. And I just really appreciate each and every one of you. Allowing me to take on this role of as her friend, as she called him, that's my best friend. She did my wedding, girl. She can sew, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, it's not about me. It's about Sharon today. So the next thing we're going to have is the obituary read by Miss Janet, a good friend of Sharon's. I call her the teacher because she was always keeping history alive. So we're trying to keep Sharon's history alive the best way we can as she reads her obituary. Janet.
Okay. Yep. Sharon Denise Salisbury Frazier was born in Fort Worth, Texas, October the 7th, 1959, to Catherine and Dennis Salisbury. She was the third child of a family of three children, two boys and one girl. Her father served in the United States Air Force. When the children became school-aged, the family remained in one place. They moved from Fort Worth, Texas Air Force Base to Spokane, Washington, Fairchild Air Force Base. Dennis retired from the United States Air Force after serving 30 years. The family moved to Yakima, Washington. Sharon attended A.C. Davis High School in Yakima, Washington, studied fashion merchandising at Spokane Falls Community College. Her studies took her to Bishop College in Texas, where she took marketing management
and her major was accounting. Sharon was very talented as she held the position of director fashion coordinator with Mixtures of Beauty Fashion Board. One thing Sharon did not do, and that was to stay still. She was the head optical dispenser at Montgomery Ward's, a model through Talent Partners, merchandiser representative at SPAR Marketing, demonstrator at Northwest Demo Service, and merchandising representative at Market Force and many other merchandising companies up until her death. About 14 years ago, Sharon founded and operated her baby, doitallinthemall.com, which has over 5,000 stores in the online shopping mall, and then later acquired Let's Do It Radio, which she was working late into the night getting the Christmas program ready for Christmas Day. She wanted to have a legacy and leave a legacy for her Black community. She was always working towards having something for the underserved communities all over the world, and she loved teaching young ladies etiquette through her earlier program, Mixtures of Beauty. Sharon passed away on December the 21st, 2021, early in the morning, and is survived by her husband, Jeff Frazier, and daughter, Jasmine Radabaugh, and granddaughter, Anastasia Radabaugh, brother Daryl L. and Andrea Salisbury, Whittier, California, and aunt, uncle, nieces, and nephews. Her parents, Dennis and Catherine Salisbury, and brother Melvin L. Salisbury, preceded her in death. Sharon will be entombed next to her mother at Calvary Mausoleum in Yakima, Washington.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And she also was a current member at the Pilgrim Rest Missionary Baptist Church and the local chapter of the NAACP. And so I made that change, but I guess it didn't get to Miss Janet. So thank you, thank you, thank you for reading that obituary. So now we are going to have a song that is called God Will Never Fail. And that is done by Lee Alston of Gullah Soul Music, who was used to be on Sharon's Let's Do It Radio. So that is a song that I picked for this this moment in time.
Faith in you is strong. You gave me strength to keep holding on. And Lord, I just want to thank you for everything you've done for me. You picked me up, turned me around, placed my feet on solid ground. That's why I know you will never. Again, yeah. No matter what they say, gonna keep loving you anyway. You pick me up, turn me round, place my feet on solid ground. That's why I know you will never. Remember back in 1979 when you healed my mother of a brain tumor. Yes, you did. And Lord, I can remember when you healed me, my brother and my mom of sickle cell anemia. I know you'll never fail.
God will.
Lord, I can remember when I was in ICU. Lord, you brought me out. Lord, you brought me out. And I can stand right here today and give my testimony. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, I know you'll never fail.
God will.
Lord, I know you'll never fail.
God will never.
You will never, ever, ever fail. Never, never, ever, ever fail. He has not failed yet, and he will never, ever fail you. I'm going to, before we have Pastor Pride deliver the eulogy, we do have another caller that calls in, and I'm going to see if they would like to introduce themselves and speak. And if not, then we will hear from Pastor W.F. Pride Jr. from Pilgrim Rest Missionary Baptist Church, Pastor. So let me see if 8308, if you'd like to say anything. Last four, 8308.
Hi, this is DJ in Yakima.
Hey, DJ, how are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful. I'm sitting here with my wife. We've been listening to your wonderful show. Thank you so much for what you've done. Glad that we were able to get the radio show up and going. To all of you who've been a part of it, I've known Sharon for just about 4 years now. She never stopped talking about the radio show. It was her passion. You all know that. And she loved it. There were so many times that she would try to get me involved and get me to talk on it. We love to talk politics. And she'd always say, I'm going to talk about that on the radio. I'm going to talk about that on the radio. I don't know if she ever did or not. But I do know, in talking with her over the last couple of years, she had the softest heart and wanted to help everybody in the world and never knew how to do it. She always knew what she wanted, but making it happen was difficult, unless it was the radio show. And she knew how to make the radio show happen. So for all of you that I've heard that would like to keep the radio show going, I'm more than happy to be a part of it and try to figure out how to do that. Like Inez, my time is limited as well. There's so much going on, but I'm sure I can set aside some time and figure out a way to help you all keep this going, because it truly was her passion. So, and for all of you who helped her and talked to her on a regular basis, thank you. I know it meant a lot to her. I know it kept her going in life. She never stopped. And I know most all of you by first name, and as I've come to find out, it seemed like most all of you knew who I am too. So I greatly appreciate that, and thank you so much for everything you've done to help out, and what a wonderful memorial service.
Thank you, DJ. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you on everybody's behalf. Oh, this is a hard time, but
and it's in your hands, Pastor Price.
Before I speak, would you just give me just a little short song, some kind, please?
You want something?
Yes, whatever's on your heart, just please.
Okay, let me see here. Let me see here.
First of all, we're grateful to the Lord this afternoon for each of you and all of you that are listening in. I've got several that I gave the number to and asked them to call in as well. to be a part of what's taking place. And this is truly a homegoing. And I can't say that about everybody nowadays over the last couple of years that have passed away, but for our dear sister and my friend, I can truly say that about her. I don't have a whole lot to say. You all have said a lot, and I know that the accolades, they've been wonderful and very appreciative to the family, friends, and all of us. But the question that I know for a fact, sister, she loved preaching. And one thing she would say to me, she would say, Reverend, are you preaching this Sunday? She'll say something like that, or whatever it may be. She loved good preaching. And so that's what I came to do this evening. I didn't come to say a lot about her because that's been said, but I come to talk about the one she loved, and that was Jesus Christ. I'm not going to be before you long, and Brother Parks, I often say that, but then when I say that, I get out of the way, I let the Holy Ghost take control. So I'm just being obedient. I want to take as a text this afternoon and this evening from the book of Luke, St. Luke, chapter 8, verses 43 through 48. Luke, chapter 8, verse 43 through 48. And we've already prayed, but Father, thank you now for all that you've done. Use these lips of clay. I can do nothing on my own, but I can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And then the 43rd verse reads, and a woman having an issue of blood, 12 years, had spent all her living upon physicians. Neither could be healed of any. 44. Came behind him and touched the border of his garment. And immediately her issue of blood stanced. 45. And Jesus said, who touched me? When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, Master, the multitude thronged thee and pressed thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? 46. And Jesus said, somebody had touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me. 47. When the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling, falling down before him. She declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched them, and how she was healed immediately. 48. And he said unto her, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace. Now, I want to preach a few moments this afternoon on the thought of the subject. This is your day. This is your day. Not anybody's day, but this is your day. I was always fascinated about the fascination that people have with Jesus. I'm not referring to a band of believers that have firsthand knowledge and share intimacy with him. I mean the countless cowards, the magnified multitudes that made their way to get near to Jesus. Perhaps this opening statement perplexes you and others, but allow me for just a moment, if you will, to suggest that it's one of those things to be fascinated by Jesus, and it's another thing to be captured by Jesus. Amen? Can I get an amen somewhere?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
All right, then. I just want to make sure. All right. I'm Baptist, so if you say something to me, then that encourages me. All right?
Okay.
Our world is fixated on, I know it's Sunday, our world is fixated on being around Jesus. Rock stars wear crosses but don't know Christ. Television stars call his name but know him, but don't know him. Athletes play on the field and play on him in life. So-called Christians actually one day off from atheism when it comes to serving him. And even being in a crowd like this can become futile and a major waste of time if all you come was what he will do and not be a part of his kingdom.
Right.
You know, some people come to church and even in outdoor arenas just like this one to see Jesus, but not to experience him. Amen to that. They want to see if the choir will sing on key. They want to see if the ushers will cut corners properly. They want to see if the preacher will preach as long as he did last Sunday. They want to see if the offer was as good as it was last month. They want to see if that young girl will lead another song. They want to see if that actual shouter will shout again. I come this evening to suggest that if you don't feel his presence by now in your worship setting, you've already missed a great opportunity. If you don't feel when you woke up this morning, you missed a great part of fellowship. If you didn't communicate to him during praise and worship, you missed a great mark. There's a songwriter that wrote a song that some years ago, and it still rings true in my soul. We come into this house together in his name to
magnify his name. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Forget about yourself.
Yeah. Concentrate on him. Ooh, glory. Hallelujah.
He is all I stand complete in him and worship him. Worship who? Worship Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You can't cut corners and take shortcuts in dealing with Jesus. You can't develop a dippity-do religion that says a little dad would do you. Oh, come on, somebody.
Come on. Glory. Hallelujah.
You can't hide out in the crowd. Be counted as one of the faith. You got to know him for yourself.
Amen.
Right. Used to say, who wouldn't serve a good God?
God like this.
This.
Hallelujah.
Mama might know him. Daddy might know him, but you need to know him for yourself.
For yourself.
And I'm speaking to
you.
I'm putting this out into the atmosphere, not just on radio.
Come on now.
Not just
Amen.
On the
right.
I'm putting it into
the atmosphere.
Such is the intensity and attention of this text. So
my God.
Jesus has now continued in his tour of the region of Judea, and he's confronted Jairus, a ruler of the synagogue, has laid himself in the path of Jesus by falling down at his feet. Listen to me now. The crowd, the Bible says, was glad to see Jesus. But Jairus had a need in his family. The need was that his 12-year-old daughter was dying.
My God, my God.
If anyone could make death behave, it was going to be Jesus. Somebody ought to be stopped right now. If there's anyone that can make death stop, it's Jesus. He can cancel cancer. He can repair broken hearts. Oh, come on, somebody. He can He can enable the depressed. He can lift up the
bowed
down. He can restore
master
spirit. He
come
can
on.
Rewrite a doctor's diagnosis.
Bring it on, preacher.
He can turn
your
critics into your courtside supporters. He can fill in the blanks of your confused environment. He can pick you up, hallelujah, and turn you around.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Lord, if you just come to my house, everything will be all right. And notice that as Jesus tries to go to Jairus' house, the King James translation says, the crowd thorned him, or they just packed around him.
All right.
In other words, the crowd was so heavy around Jesus that they were about to suffocate not only the master, but the mission of the master.
Today,
we can talk. I found that if you're not careful, the crowd will try to suffocate what God wants to do in your life and my life. They would try to take your joy from you. They would try to rob you of a word from the Lord.
Better know that's right.
You uneven.
Better know that's
oh,
right.
Yes, I heard that. Oh, the show may not go on. Wait a minute. Why can't it go on? It ain't about us anyway. It's about Jesus Christ. It wasn't about Sure, we give her accolades, but it wasn't about her. It was about the mission of Jesus. Oh,
that's right. That's right.
I'm in a Bible territory here. Peter says that some people will choke you like a sucker vine does a branch of a grapevine. But Jesus says that some people are just like birds. Once the word of God has been sown into the soil, they swoop down and devour the seed before it gets a chance to even germinate. That's why when you choose your seat on Sunday, as an example. Have you noticed that no matter where, there's always someone who doesn't want to see someone get blessed? They would rather the facility of what God will do in your life rather than to celebrate and pray for what he's getting ready to do.
Come Amen. On.
However, in this crowd is a woman who has a problem. Let's see. Jesus is on his way to handle the problem. The crowd is a problem because he can't move freely. And in the crowd is a problem somebody he understands. Jesus is on his way to handle sickness. But the crowd is a problem, making it difficult but not impossible for the Lord to make a way. But as he heals, there's somebody else in the crowd who needs him. The problem is that he's on his way to see a 12-year-old child. But there's a woman with a 12-year-old problem. Let me say that again.
Well,
the problem here is that he's on his way to see a 12-year-old child but there's a woman with a 12-year-old problem. The problem here, if you will, is that he's on his way to see a daughter, but there's a woman who's somebody else's daughter. The problem here is that he's on his way to see a girl on her sickbed. But there's a woman who's a walking sick bee. Many folks right now, with all that's going on, they are a walking sick bed. Look at ones that are dying like flies all over the place. That man can't do nothing about it.
Go ahead.
The problem is that for 12 years, she has she had an interrupted flow of blood from her body. She has been internally hemorrhaging for 12 years. Imagine. Some of you women understand that. And according to the Jewish law, she had been in the category of a ceremonial unclean. She has
found
this situation using her financial resources. But she has now spent up all of her savings. She's wore out her pocketbook, if you will, and written her to fix her problem. I need you to look at this woman closely. Here's what she did. She depended on other people first rather than on Jesus first. She gave her money to the specialist first.
My
and
Lord.
And broken and busted came to
Help
Jesus
master.
Well.
She cried everything. She cried earth. She cried
Go ahead,
she cried sulfur. She cried supplemental vitamins. She tried She tried ancient remedies and newfangled secrets. She tried hoodoo and voodoo.
Go
and
ahead,
all of
preacher.
Go ahead, preacher. Jesus should never be the last
resort.
She should be the first resort. Even now, we should be praying now, Lord, show us the way.
Mm-hmm.
Like the brother just called in a few moments ago saying, I don't have a lot of time, but whatever I can do. Somebody ought to have his name and number and address right now. So as soon as we get off there,
hallelujah.
As a child, I thought that meant that she bent all the way to the ground. But no, that she touched was an overlaying outer garment. She bent down. Her body was weak. Hallelujah. The Bible says immediately her issue of blood stopped. Can't stop.
Go ahead, preacher.
It means that the flow of blood, it stopped right then and there.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Literally, it means that the blood flow stood still. At attention, that sounds like God to me. He can make in your life stop and stand still. He can make you enemies in your life and stop them and make them stand still. Hallelujah.
Yes,
I must put a pin in here. A few days ago when sister was, we were doing the program, getting ready for the Christmas program, someone asked me, she said, well, Brad, can you do a prayer. I said, sure, I can pray anytime, sister. Anyway, she had me on. I done the prayer. And then she called me back. She says, well, do you want to redo the prayer? I said, no, sir. I said, because God has allowed that prayer, even on the radio, to be a teaching moment. Some of you heard that just a week or so ago. Was, she said that. I love a teaching moment. Hallelujah, somebody.
I heard it.
He will take still in your life. He'll stop them and make them stand still. He'll take the pain in your life and stop them and make them stand still. I wish I had somebody who could praise God, because you are about to lose your mind over the troubles, but God and stood still. The
My God, not the wrong information,
but to release even more faith in the life of this woman. He said,
My God says
that the cloud was suffocating him. It wasn't me. Hallelujah. Somebody said it wasn't me. I don't know.
It wasn't me.
Says, look, Lord, the crowd has been on us since you got here. You probably know some of us cut you by accident. Hallelujah. Folks reaching, trying to touch you. We probably touched you and didn't know it. But the Lord says, Peter, I hear you. Somebody touched me, and not only did I feel it, I felt something leave, not my garment, but it left me. I'm glad to see that one day somebody touched my sister, and it was Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior. I heard someone say, nobody can do me like the Lord. Nobody can do me
bring it, preacher,
like
bring it.
My brothers and sisters, this can be your day. When you move from that test into an exciting fellowship with Jesus Christ, but it requires an observation. Oh, praise his name. When church becomes worship, this is your day. When Sunday is the day, instead of another day, this is your day. When the cries become a praise, this is your day. When the cries from waiting on the Lord, this is your day.
Yes.
Walking in your day becomes walking, leaping, and praising God. This is your day. We have in church right here. The Bible says, where two or three are gathered together in his name, Jesus said, I'll be in the midst. This one month, he went from bending down to touch Jesus' garment to falling down and worshiping him. Can I tell you, what if this is your day? The Lord has done something for you that the doctors couldn't do. If the Lord has done something
that
the enemies couldn't do. If the Lord has done something for you that medicine couldn't do. If the Lord has done something for you that education couldn't do. If the Lord has done something for you that clubs couldn't do. If the Lord has done something for you that the family couldn't do. This is your day, not the day in just a week, but right now.
My God.
Is your day. Then you ought to worship the Lord. This is a picture of what worship is really all about. Bow down and worship him. This woman exemplifies worship. She trembled. She understood that she was before a holy God. She fell down. She understood that he is worthy of her worship. She declared, understood that if God has done anything for you, you got to tell somebody. And that's what Sister Duran was doing. She was telling others about what God really was doing in her life. I've had great talks with her over the years, and we always came to an understanding it was Jesus that woke us up this morning. Is there anybody that can say he's done great things? Is there anybody here can say that he died on the cross? Is anybody here that he was buried and rose on that third day morning? Is anybody here that can say that he stayed the same all night? But he got up with all power.
My Lord, my
I'm
Lord.
Glad. Aren't you glad?
Amen.
I heard someone say, this is a day that the Lord has made.
I will.
We ought to be rejoicing. I say family because all of you are my family. I don't know you personally, but you're my family because we all are part of the family of God. We was asked for Christ to come into our life. We know that we've been bought with a price, and that was Jesus shed his blood. I'm glad.
All right.
Aren't you glad?
Glad.
We just celebrated the birth of Christ on yesterday, the 25th of December, and here we can say yes, yes, Lord. I know you're the hope. It's not the white house. It's not the disease, but it's my God that sits high and looks low. I got a whole power. Jesus said, yesterday, today, and forever. It don't matter about the year, Brother Park, that's coming up here just this week. Our God is the same
amen,
God.
Amen.
Our God that stepped out when the world was born and nothing was nothing. And he spoke the word and said, let there be.
Hallelujah.
That God. That's a long way. Way back then, during slavery times, when folks and say have a church, I heard they used to have to go and put their head in a bucket and begin to sing those songs that made a difference. I feel we need to go back to some of the old time way. We need to go back when the church was out. We need to go back when the ones got excited about the word of God. We need to go back like this woman said. She said, all I need to do is touch the hem of his garment. I don't need to trust the Lord in Yakima, not knocking medicine. But all I need is Jesus.
Yeah.
And I say today, the world, it needs Jesus, the mighty living God, the mighty living God, the one that said, I'm going to leave you, but I'm not going to leave you. I say to radio friends, your sister's gone, but Jesus said, I'm not going to leave you, but I'm going to send something. It's going to be power when the computer goes down, when your laptop don't work. My battery is going down right now on my phone. But Jesus said, I got a phone line that's never been. It's in my chest. I can call him morning, noon, or night. What is that number? It's Jesus Christ, the mighty name of God. This is your day. This is your day, Radio Land. And be what we need to be in the sight of God. And I'm a witness today. God will send. I'm a witness today that we all have. I'm not discouraged, but I'm encouraged. In the name of Jesus, this is your day. This is your day.
Yes.
This is our day.
Yeah.
Come on, somebody.
Go ahead,
preacher. Somebody say, this is our day. This is our day.
This is our day.
Hallelujah. Again, we thank God for just being able to share word. This is your day. Our day.
Yeah. Our day.
God bless you. I love you. Thank God and every one of you. I say Happy New Year to you. And it's going to be a happy one because we have Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes.
Amen. Can the church say amen? The home going?
Amen.
The
spirit.
Saron Frazier. Amen. I want to open the lines up and let everybody say amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Amazing grace.
Hallelujah to
the
Lord.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Yes, thank you. Yes, yes,
thank you.
Amen.
Yes, yes. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh my God, huh?
Yes. Get happy, everybody. Get happy, because that's the truth.
Oh yeah.
Thank you.
Get happy. Yes.
Thank you. The one day.
Yes.
One day,
yes.
one day. It's
going to
be a good day.
Mm. Yes. Yes.
Ain't got to worry about no more doctor's appointment. Ain't got to worry about no more hospital stay. Glory to God.
Hello.
Hallelujah.
That part. That part.
We're in a great position now. Woo, glory. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Lord, all I can hear say, come on in the room. He give me all my prescriptions. Hallelujah. He give me all my medicine. Glory to God. When he come in the room.
Amen.
Oh, my God.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Yes. Praise him, y'all. Praise him. Praise him.
Thank you. Thank you. I love you, Master. You're my life.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Oh, I love you,
Lord.
I love you, Lord. Glory. Yeah. Nobody.
Yes.
Nobody.
Yes.
Nobody.
Yes.
Nobody.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
I hope and pray we all know that.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord God. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Some of his eye is on the sparrow. Yes,
give
Lord.
Me my medicine.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Come on in here, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Should
the shadows come? Why should my heart feel lonely?
Why?
And long for no heaven at home.
When Jesus is mine. Hallelujah.
When Jesus is
yes, yes.
A constant friend is he.
The best friend, the best.
His eye is on the
stairs.
And I know he watches over me. And I know he watches. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. Oh,
He watches me.
He watches me.
Thank you. We had a couple more people join us, and so I don't know if they want to reflect on Sharon or not. The last four is 5452. Tell us who you're calling from and how you know Sharon. If you'd like to speak, 5452.
Hi. Hello. My name is Sahara Salisbury. And I'm Sharon's niece, and I just really wanted to come on and say thank you to everyone who spoke today. Just thanks from the bottom of our hearts for that.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you so much. Thank you. It's going to be all right. She's not suffering no more.
She's been touched.
She's not suffering no more.
Okay,
no more. No more suffering. No more pain. No more heartache. Thank you so much, Sahara. Thank you. And the last four, 7016, if you want to tell us who you are, where you're calling from, and give any reflections, Sarah.
Yes, this is Stephanie Whitfield, Stephanie Lott from Houston, Texas.
Uh-huh.
Hi,
Steph.
And I would come on every other Wednesday with Inez at first, and then with Miss Sharon. And I want to say I did not know her long, but from the time that I did know her from doing the show, I remember her always laughing, and even though I could not see her face, you could sense that she was always smiling.
Yeah.
And I just want to say thanks to her and Ms. Inez for the opportunity to be able to speak on the radio. I've always wanted to do this, and it started off with me teasing on Facebook, and I called in. I said, I don't want to be able to call in. I missed the time I was supposed to be able to call in and just answer some of the questions. And then they offered me a chance to, you want to have your own show? I was like, huh? You know, and it's something I always wanted to do, so I'm thankful to Ms. Inez and Ms. Sharon for allowing me the opportunity. I'm going to miss Ms. Sharon. And I also want to say that she talked about how she and Miss Inez were good friends, and she talked about how she loved her daughter and her granddaughter. So my condolences to the family and friends. I'm definitely going to miss her.
Thank you. Any last words from anyone else? I'm going to play one other song, but before I do, I was asking if anybody else would like to say anything before we close our service for today. Go ahead. Is that Bonnie?
Oh, I'm sorry. I just made a lot of noise. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay. You're fine. We're just glad we're able to spend this time here.
I want to make a comment.
I do. Go ahead,
Bob.
I want to say it's really been nice to hear so many things about her that I just didn't know her. I wish I would have been able to know her more. Because she sounded like just that little bit that I got was such a wonderful thing. So, anyway.
Amen.
Thank you.
This is for Chumba.
Just share a little bit of a song that I had kind of came to my heart about a year ago when my mother passed, and it was just a very special song that helped to give me peace at that time, and it just kind of came into my spirit now to just share a little bit of it, and it goes like this. Peace is waiting on the other side. Peace is waiting on the other side. Peace is waiting on the other side for you.
Mm-hmm.
So let go and let God, Mama, let go and let God share it. Let go and let God take you.
Mm-hmm.
See, you've traveled this world for a long, long time, sister. You traveled this world for a long, long time. Travel this world, just let God take you.
Mm-hmm.
He loves you.
Mm-hmm.
We know He do.
Amen.
All right.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yes.
Good job.
Yeah.
Good job. Yes. Yes. Amen.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Thank you. Brother Parks, you want to say something?
I want to say this is the epitome of what she would have wanted. You know,
mm-hmm.
And I think that her passing is another reason why we should be finding some kind of healing together and figuring out how to treat each other. Because once we gone, mm-hmm. it's just too late.
It's too late. You better know that.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's really too late, you know.
That's right.
And she always had those thoughts and stuff that she was talking to me about. Why are different things the way they are, even though we knew, you know. But she asked
mm-hmm.
that question
mm-hmm.
so that we could have more conversation on it. That's why she actually, you know, hung me into being on the show and doing the content that I do to try and bring us closer together as a people, not
mm-hmm.
just black people, but everybody.
As like the people, as a people.
You know, as
right.
a people,
right.
you know, we can't, we're
mm-hmm.
not going to be able to do this all by
mm-hmm.
ourselves. We're going to
mm-hmm.
need
no.
to keep Jesus Christ in this,
mm-hmm.
to win this. We
Amen.
Need Jesus Christ in this to win this.
Yes.
That's the
yes.
only way. And you gotta be able to say I'm sorry.
Amen.
Know?
Amen.
You have to be able to say I'm sorry.
Amen.
If
but
you
keep
can't
quiet
say
out
I'm
the
sorry
way.
And stuff, you're gonna keep on flying in around in circles. So this is a
mm-hmm.
wake up call to us.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Sister gave it to us. Now we gotta still reach out to people that we know to try and make
that's
sure
right.
that they're like the preacher said, that's some sense of what's going on. Okay.
Uh-huh.
We ain't gonna be able to find that sense unless we can love
oh,
each
Lord.
Other and let
thank
Christ.
God.
Let Christ be the beacon. Now I haven't been the most godly person and stuff, you know, in my life, but I know by knowing Sharon and knowing the people mm-hmm. that I have understood and visited on this program, you know,
mm-hmm.
we can do anything.
Mm-hmm.
We
right,
can do
right.
anything and stuff. So let's just keep
yes.
our heads to the sky. Sister Sharon is looking down on us, and she's smiling, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
She's smiling, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, you know, thanks for the program. Thanks for everybody on there. Inez, thank you. DJ, thank you. What would we be without a person and stuff, without people and stuff like this? This radio
mm-hmm.
show would be folded up and then gone, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So let's keep Sharon's dream
mm-hmm.
alive.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Do it right where you at. Do it right there at your
mm-hmm.
house.
Amen.
You know,
mm-hmm.
your community, keep the dream alive, and from time to time, get back together, okay, and love each
mm-hmm.
other. So with that,
yes,
hey, I'm gonna say I love everybody. You know, open
love everybody too.
I'm open to you. Get in contact with me, And hey, I just think that we can do it.
Amen.
We can do it.
Amen.
We got a lot against us. We got a whole lot against us, you know, but I think that we can do it. I think it's the light at the end of the tunnel. We can do it. I love you.
Amen. Love you too. Amen.
We love you too, Brother Clarks.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Anybody else have anything they'd like to say?
Yes.
Down some, Brother Parks did. Pastor Pride, you like to say something? Is that what you?
Just
I don't know who's speaking.
Right, Mark.
Okay, go ahead.
I just like to say to everyone that's over here, I challenge everybody to put some money on the table that we might take care of the financial parts of the radio station. And we can do that theoretically, you know, by Cash App or however means that you pay. But let's be prepared to do that so that we can be strong with the finance of the radio station and also to support Sister Annette, since she do have skills to keep things moving. Let's get ready to do this so that we'll have a strong foundation and platform to keep the legacy going of Sister Shella.
Thank you.
Amen, brother.
You're really trying to press it, sister, huh?
All right.
And I love you all, brother. You know, I know it's her baby, and we're trying to grow her baby to make it into a full adult. So, I want to have probably a conference call a conference call with everybody so that we can talk about it, not during her service, but talk about it offline so that I do have everybody's number, a lot of numbers. So, you know. That's what we do. I don't know if it's going to be a Zoom call or a conference call or what have you, but you know we're gonna see what we can do, and with everybody's help, we can we can do is take turns, do something. So okay.
Lord bless us.
Amen.
Lord.
Amen.
Okay. Amen. Bless
Amen.
Us, Lord.
So.
Let it glow, man.
Yes. 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 So this last song I'm going to play is called Yesterday by Mary Mary, because we cried our last tears yesterday. So we're going to go on and rejoice.
We're going to cry some more. We're going to cry some more, too.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am. But I just want to thank everybody for joining in today and for making this a wonderful home going for Sharon and your kind words. For the wonderful message from Pastor Pride and just everybody, you know, being there as a friend, and, you know, being on the road, Miss Bonnie, you know, stopping her truck, and you know, and Rochelle and Reverend Ronnie Marshall and Sister Carolyn and Sister Other Carolyn, McCullough, Stephanie calling in, Pastor Reverend Eric. You know, Mother Lil is what I call her, the Praying Lil, Reverend Pride, and her new friend, Sharon Curry. I'll say she's quiet, but I don't really think she's quiet. She says, I don't want to say anything, but, you know. So I just appreciate everybody, you know, lifting Sharon up and giving her her props and giving her flowers, even though she's not here. So I really appreciate tuning in and basically, you know, because you didn't have to do it. I could have been talking this whole almost 2.5 hours, but it's not me. So I'm glad that you all tuned in and supported the Let's Do It Radio, which we, you know, we can do this, you know, the best that we can. So I just appreciate everybody. And, you know, just give it to God and let him do it. That's all I got to say. Give it to God and let him do it. Yes,
Lord.
ups and downs. Don't know how much more I can take. See, I decided that I cried my last tears yesterday. Either I'm gonna trust you, or I may as well walk away. Don't make it better, no way. See, I decided that I cried my last tear yesterday. Yeah. Hey, yeah, yeah, yesterday.
Another caller who just called in, the last four, 2231. I don't know if they want to say anything. I know if they were on earlier. 2231. Who you are and if you have any questions for Sharon. Okay. So unless anybody else has anything, we're going to have Reverend Pastor W.F. Pride Jr. Give us the benediction, and we will close the homegrown service.
for Sharon Denise Salisbury Frazier. Go ahead, pass the prize.
Want to say God bless you, and God bless all of our radio family. And
yes,
as we approach the end of this year and the new beginning of another year, let's approach it with anticipation that if we keep our hands in God's hands, that we can achieve whatever it is we're wanting to achieve.
Amen.
Yeah.
I'll be brief. You know, back during the Civil Rights March in Tennessee, and I can remember my dad, he was a preacher also. I'm one of those PK kids. And what they would do is when they would leave and go on those marches through the South and Alabama and all that, I lived in Memphis where I'm from. Dr. King was killed in Memphis at the Mallory Hotel. My point of it is that when I would see them march, they would link their arms together. It was always a link. And I feel that as we go forward with what we're doing now, we need to link together. And I believe by linking together, we will be stronger, we will go further, we will accomplish more. And all of the dreams and visions that we have for what we're doing, not only just in our Jerusalem, but throughout the planet, we can make a difference.
Amen.
Yes. Thank you.
Would you like for me to give a closing prayer or something at this time?
Yes, please.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you right now. We thank you for all what all has been said, been done, oh God, for the glory of God. We thank you for the memories of this dear sister and her family, as has been said. Much prayers for them. But Lord God, we're the ones here. We're the ones yet have a chance to make a difference and to change things. Father, I pray, show us through the power of the Holy Ghost, through the power of your word, show us, and not only show us, but lead us into that path for us to go. And I know, Lord God, without a doubt, when that happens, everything is in divine order. Everything falls in place.
Hallelujah.
Others will marvel, and they will be just kind of shocked at what God is doing. And, Father, we thank you for it.
Yeah.
Thank you for all the families as we approach this new year. Many will not make it to 12 o'clock. 2022.
I better get it right. Woo, glory.
And we thank you. And
thank you,
man. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory.
It is well with my soul.
In the name of Jesus. And if someone listening don't know you right now, Lord God, touch him. Touch him right now.
My Jesus.
In your land program.
My Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank
yes,
you.
My Lord.
Thank you all. Thank you all.
I'll be in touch.
Amen.
God bless.
God bless.
All right. Thank you, everyone. Have a good evening and happy New Year. And today is the first day of Kwanzaa. So, yes, we may do the Kwanzaa thing this week. I'll see, where my life. So, we'll go from that. Might want to check the Let's Do It Radio and see if I'm out there. So thank you. Have a good evening. Stay blessed.
My
stay safe. And, keep each other lifted up and keep each other in prayer. Amen.
Amen.
And amen again. Thank you, everyone. Thank you. It was a wonderful service. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Condolences to the family.
To the family.
Yes.
Amen. To be strong.
Amen.
And
DJ.
Yep.
Okay. Amen.